Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
What a weekend. Okay, there we go. There's the microphone. All right, what a weekend. Great. Cutting in and out. What's going on here? All right, there we go. Okay, with microphone is on. That's all right. It's a Monday. It's only 6:06 in the morning. We got all day. Well, it feels like we have all day at 6:06 in the morning. And then, man, before you know it, this show is going to be over at 10 a.m., and we still will not be able to fully cover the incredible, massive Trump rally at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse in Bozeman on Friday night. Man, I was traveling, got back late last night, had to throw a photo gallery together of a bunch of the photos that I took, a bunch of the Getty Images photos that we have access to. Got those on our Montana Talks website if you want to scroll through them. Lots of familiar faces in the crowd. Had so many great listeners come up and say hi while I was stuck in the Viper's Pit where all the media were at for the Trump rally. But it was easier to work from there. You know, had access to power and could set up my laptop, et cetera. Anyway, obviously, you know, drove to the Trump rally. We had an event in downtown Bozeman earlier in the afternoon. Great event right on Main Street. Ton of supporters out on Main Street. Aside from the thousands and thousands that were already waiting in line, so weren't on Main Street. Then I went up to Kalispell because we had the Jim Jordan rally with Congressman Ryan Zinke on Saturday afternoon. Had another event with Congressman Jordan, the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, who's been calling out the fake news media, who was calling out the Russia hoax from day one, who was combating the phony impeachments against Donald Trump from day one, and so much more. So absolutely incredible to see the great Jim Jordan then on Saturday. And then Sunday morning, we had a great event at Sykes Diner in Kalispell. So then as soon as that got done, around 12:30 in the afternoon yesterday, had to hit the road all the way to Billings. And anyway, we got another big week coming up for you here this week on the show. But while I was driving, I thought, I'm going to call up David Noble. I'm going to see what David thought of the rally, because David Noble, who does a great job filling in for us here on the show, he's a lawyer by day, but also a Twitch TV podcaster by night. We got him some media credentials, so he could be there with us as well. Great to get his insight. He was live streaming the whole thing. I called him. I said, hey, well, what'd you think? What did you think? What was that? What do you think was some of the most powerful lines of the night? And David and I agree. We think that when Donald J. Trump called Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy back onto the stage, that was the most powerful moment of the entire night. Okay, we got an automatic bumper now. I was like, whoa, that was a little hot. I thought I was out of time there. Let's turn that audio down a little bit there, Kate. That's blasting me out here. Yeah, we got to throttle that down just a little. I was like, whoa, I think they're cutting me off. All right. But, hey, we'll hit the break here in about 5 seconds, and we'll be back with you. I'll play some of the highlights from the Trump rally and more.
Securing America.
9/11 Day was created by David Payne and Jay Winnick, who lost his younger brother Glenn in the World Trade Center attacks. Payne says it's played a role in remembrance.
It was our organization, in partnership with the 9/11 families, that worked on a bipartisan basis with Congress to get September 11th designated in perpetuity as a day of doing good.
Since 2016, they've organized large-scale volunteer hunger relief service projects. This year, they'll pack more than 9 million meals.
September is Hunger Action Month anyway, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to both weave in the chance to remember and pay tribute on 9/11, but also try to address the hunger crisis that continues here in America.
Faith groups, nonprofits, and corporations can sign up to help.
It's an incredibly inspiring thing to see the way America's companies, now 23 years later, are really still pitching in to help keep the promise to never forget.
For more, go to 911day.org. In New York, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. With some sunshine across the area today, a few late afternoon showers and storms are possible, mainly in the Bozeman area. High temperatures ranging from about 83 in Bozeman to around 90 in Billings. For tonight, still looking at isolated shower storm chances early in the Bozeman area. Temperatures will then drop back off into the mid-50s to around 60. More shower chances Tuesday. That's a look at your real weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
If you missed this earlier in the week, he fired his last shot at the Olympics in Paris on Sunday. Monday, he was on his way back home to Billings, Montana. And Wednesday morning, we were honored to have silver and bronze Olympic medalist Brady Ellison drop by our radio studios. Great conversation. I've got the full story and some incredible photos from Paris. Go to MontanaTalks.com. Plus, the story from the 1924 Paris Olympics that's not being told. Incredible story there, too. MontanaTalks.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is where Montana talks. You're listening to Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. This was the line that that David Noble and I kind of both agreed that, man, this was probably the most powerful moment of the whole evening for Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy, the Republican U.S. Senate candidate here in Montana. Now, I don't know about you guys. I'd love to get your take on this. You can message us on the Montana Talks app and much more. But I would love to get your take. You know, if you've been listening to this show, over a year ago, when was Tim Sheehy first being discussed as a potential Senate candidate to once and for all finally take out liberal Senator John Tester in a Senate race here in Montana? And I said, look, guys, this Tim Sheehy guy is the real deal. This guy is rock solid. He is impressive. And there were some holdouts out there, and there were some people that were skeptical. And then he showed up in Broadus, and then he showed up in Glasgow, and then he showed up all over the freaking state and winning people over across the board as he travels across Montana. But if you were somebody who had never really seen him in person or really ever gotten the chance to hear him speak other than bits and pieces here and there, I will guarantee you there were folks in that crowd on Friday night at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse who says, wow, this guy is impressive. No wonder so many people wanted him to be the Senate candidate to once and for all finally take out liberal Senator John Tester. This one, I've got better audio that I'm going to air later in the show in our 9 o'clock hour when I air a bunch of my interviews from the floor of the Trump rally and more. But I want to play this one clip for you. This was the moment where Donald J. Trump calls Tim Sheehy. It had to be like, I don't know, 40, 50 minutes into his speech, maybe more, maybe less. I was there till about midnight. I was at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse till about midnight on Friday night, and Donald Trump didn't tire once. But so I don't know at what point in the speech he invited Tim Sheehy back on the stage, but here's the point Tim Sheehy made as he was standing alongside President Donald J. Trump.
And a few years ago, when we were fighting ISIS, Trump told the Iranians, don't touch any Americans. We're here to fight ISIS. You touch one hair on an American's head, we're going to kill you. And they didn't believe it. And then they launched some rockets at some Americans up at the lot. And we lost a couple. And Trump didn't hesitate. The next day, he dropped a bomb on that son of a bitch, Qasem Soleimani, and blew him to pieces. I told the president in person the first time we met, I said, listen, you may endorse me or not, you may support me or not, but I'll tell you one thing. You will always have my loyalty because you're the guy that dropped the bomb on that son of a bitch, Soleimani, and you'll always have your back for that. Listen, Biden, Harris, Walsh, whatever you want to call them, they're selling you out every single day. They are selling out hardworking Americans. They are taking your money out of your pocket and giving it to illegal immigrants. They're taking money out of your pocket and sending billions of dollars of it overseas to other countries while you're going broke. Our gas prices have doubled and tripled. Inflation's through the roof. Your life is worse off because the policies of this administration that John Tester has voted for every single time are killing America. So this fall, we got to send Donald Trump back to the White House and John Tester back to Big Sandy.
All right, there you go. And then, of course, President Trump Trump spoke immediately after that and a little bit before that. Trump started the night just tearing in to liberal Senator John Tester, tearing into what a phony the guy is and so much more. So we're going to have a lot of highlight. You know, maybe what I'll do, maybe I will play, I think, like the first 7 or 8 minutes of President Trump's remarks Friday night. I think that's where he really opened things up. That's where he really also tore in to liberal Senator John Tester, this phony who talked about punching Trump in his face, this phony who voted to convict Trump, President Trump, during these phony impeachments, this phony John Tester who flung the gates wide open on our southern border, this phony John Tester who, by the way, while he was sending billions to other countries overseas, while he was sending, you know, your money to all these illegal aliens, that same phony John Tester who has left the High Line high and dry. I saw a photograph from a friend on the High Line over the weekend showing what has happened now because of this failing infrastructure. And, you know, John Tester's been there for almost 2 decades, and the High Line is high and dry. But he's had no problem giving your money to illegal aliens in all these other countries everywhere else. All right. So I think I'll do that. I think I want to play it. We had an incredible photographer, incredible videographer, incredible cameraman. Paul Humphrey shot some great video for us of the Trump rally. And so we've got great audio from him. That was just the cell phone audio that I snagged real quick as he took the stage. But I've got even better audio where that came from. That's where I'm going to roll here. I think we'll do the opening 7 minutes of the Trump rally coming up right after the Farm and Ranch report. Hey, first, though, I got to say a big congratulations. Man, you guys know our buddy Tim Tharp, Tim in Savage, Montana. Well, today, 35 years of marriage, Tim and his wife, Chrissy. Wow, congratulations. That is absolutely incredible. That's the stuff that really, really matters right there. So congratulations to both of you. 35 years of marriage. That's incredible. What an incredible couple. What an incredible family. And and you know what they're doing? What are they doing? What beachfront location are they messaging me from this morning? You know what? They're actually riding together to town for the first day of school for teachers, there to show support for our school teachers. So just a lifetime of service there from both of them. So thanks for all you do for our great state of Montana, and congratulations.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordblond. As we continue to track the developing case in the state of South Dakota, where federal indictments were issued to ranchers over a boundary issue and associated inholdings, the discussions happening at the coffee shop and also out in Washington, D.C. are many. Our network's Rachel Gable has more.
CBA Vice President of Government Affairs Ethan Lane said decision makers in D.C. are in action after Charles and Heather Maud were indicted on federal land theft charges over a boundary issue on a 75-year-old fence. Lane said the administrative process of determining a resolution must take a normal business-like course of action.
And what's happening now is that oversight process is churning. They're digging into this, making sure they have their facts straight, making sure they understand the whole scope of the issue. And we're hopeful that that will bear some fruit here in the next few weeks as far as a larger conversation outside of the dark corners of the U.S. Forest Service as far as just what the hell they're doing up there and why they think it's appropriate to threaten a husband and wife, a mother and father, with federal prison.
Caitlin Glover, Executive Director of Public Lands Council, said a situation like this one makes permittees question their own relationships with Forest Service staff, but said to treat it as an isolated incident.
I think it's important to remember that this partnership, or what should be a partnership, does take a little bit of guarded verification. We trust, but we verify. We keep good records. We make sure that the permittees are not only their best advocate, but know the tools and resources that we have for them.
Glover said there is an immense effort in process from the local, state, and national associations and in Congress as well. She said now is the time for permittees to ensure their own allotments and permits are up to date and in good standing. I'm Rachel Gable.
Rachel says that the mods have been forced to retain legal counsel, and there has been a GoFundMe set up to help them in their legal expenses. More can be found at westernagnetwork.com.
Attention all growers and ag retailers. Tired of losing the war against wild oats? It's time to bring in the big guns. Avidex and Fargo herbicides from Gowan USA. These Group 15 herbicides are your ticket to controlling Group 1 and Group 2 resistant wild oats and suppressing brome and ryegrass. Don't let these weeds invade your field. Take charge. Contact your local ag retailer today. Get your hands on Avidex and Fargo. Go. Always read and follow label directions from Gowan USA.
Thank you, Senators Tester, Grassley, and Rounds, for working across the aisle to support American ranchers and consumers by sponsoring the Bipartisan Meatpacking Special Investigator Act. This would provide the special investigator with the powers of the Department of Justice to enforce the Packer Stockyard Act. This is a Farmers Union Fairness for Farmer priority for both ranchers and families.
Today is the day when USDA will release its Crop Production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates Report, where the department will offer new production estimates for corn, soybeans, and wheat based on producer surveys, weather data, and harvested acre data. Dow Jones analysts are expecting USDA to estimate a 15.103 billion bushel corn crop. Pre-report expectations are also expected to see USDA slightly increasing its estimate of world ending wheat stocks to 257.3 million metric tons. U.S. ending wheat stocks are expected to slightly increase as well from 856 to 860 million bushels. Again, those are the analyst expectations. The official report comes out later today. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's just roll it. Let's just roll it. This was after about two minutes of continuous applause as Donald J. Trump took the stage at the Brick Reading Fieldhouse. Let's just roll the video for you. Thanks to our friend Paul Humphrey, who did an incredible job capturing some video footage for us. Obviously, you're just going to hear the audio. We'll get the video for you a little bit later. Although you can see the entire Trump rally at MontanaTalks.com. Click the running thread headline. You can see the full thing.
Thank you very much. Thank you. This is a big crowd. A nice crowd. Thank you very much, and a very, very special hello, Montana. I've been traveling all over the I'll tell you, I know Montana better than you know. I was all over your state today. Everything's 2 hours. When are we going to be there? 2 hours, sir, 2 hours. I got to like Tim Sheehy a lot to be here. I have to tell you. He better win. Now, this is some beautiful country, though. I did do a lot of driving. I'd go to one. We went to some friend's house, a really good friend's house with your governor. You have a great governor in this state. You know that, Greg. The other day, but we went around the state, and it was so beautiful. And I'd say, when will I be there? Approximately 2.5 hours. So, oh, great. Thank you. It's a big state. It's a beautiful state, and we love it. And we've won it every time by a lot. So I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible place, this beautiful state with thousands of proud, hardworking American patriots, which is what you are. You built the country. Less than 3 months from now, we are going to defeat radical left Democrat John Tester. He's terrible. He is terrible. He is terrible. And send Tim Sheehy to the United States Senate. We're going to evict. We're going to evict crazy Kamala. Do you know, ever hear of Kamala? Radical left. Radical left.
All right, we're going to hold it right there because we should be getting the Fox News update here, and then just a 60-second Fox News update, and then I'll go back to it because he goes after crazy Kamala, and then of course liberal Senator John Tester.
When are we ever going to get the answers we really want?
I got to be honest with you, George. I think we really are close here in the United States. The vast majority of the population is not going to believe.
Just listening to Fox News.
All right, let's take you back to the Trump rally.
And if you get really advanced, you'll study triadic, which means three colors.
Okay, let's kill that audio. That's
okay, you're probably dizzy from spinning around the wheel too much already. But here's another word for you. Catastrophe. That's what happens when you don't take the time to think about what colors you want to use in the room. Or how about butt ugly, which is a term for not paying attention to how your colors work together. I could go on, but I won't, because I'm dizzy already.
Lights on for this Coast to Coast AM.
Did the late President Richard Nixon really have to resign? I'm George Norrie, and attorney Ken Kijiji joins us to talk about the inside story. Later on, music historian Scott Shade.
All right, sorry about that, guys. Our producer was restocking printer paper, and with these technical changes we were working on getting the Fox News update to air automatically this morning. We still got a couple more updates we got to make there. So Caden, no worries. That wasn't your fault at all. We just got to iron out some of the glitches we got here. All right, let's take you back to the. To the Trump rally here. I should have just saved this segment for coming up here at 6:40. Then I know we'd have a straight 8 minutes or so to roll it for you here. But that's all right. It's only 6:30 in the morning. Semper Gumby. Here we go.
Well, she has a couple of things that a lot of people from Montana would like. Like, she wants to take away your guns. You like that, right? All right. How about this? She wants to defund the police. Are you okay with that? She wants to allow millions of people to pour into our border through an invasion, using an invasion process. I don't think so. I don't think that's for you. It's not for me either. It's not for most people in this country. We're going to evict crazy Kamala, and we're going to get Joe Biden out of the White House. What's he doing now? How did he do? Do you think he's happy with it? I don't think so. He's not too happy. You know, they took it away from him. They really did. They took it away. The guy had 14 million votes. She had none. But I'd rather run against her. I think she's easier to beat. I really do. I believe it. And we are going to make America great again. We're going to make it so great. Kamala Harris. You know, it's interesting. Nobody really knows her last name. If you ask people, do you know what her last name is? Nobody has any idea what it is. Harris. It's like Harris. I don't know. How the hell did this happen? You know, they said, but we're going to turn it around. We're going to turn this country around.
All right. So you can tell it cuts around just a little bit because, you know, really what we were doing was grabbing some highlights, grabbing some B-roll. But I'll tell you, there's at least a couple more minutes of President Trump's introductory remarks where he also goes in on flip-flop, flat-top liberal Senator John Tester. So we'll get to that couple of minutes for you here. After this, were you at the rally? Did you watch the rally? What's your thoughts? Message us on the Montana Talks app, or maybe we'll sneak in a phone call or two this morning as well.
Montana State News Network.
Good morning. I'm Dennis Bragg. A Vermont man was killed over the weekend when he attempted to pass other cars on the winding road to Norris in western Gallatin County and was killed in a head-on collision. The Montana Highway Patrol says the 64-year-old man from Rutledge, Vermont, attempted to pass in a Cadillac across a double yellow line heading toward Four Corners when he slammed into an oncoming GMC Sierra driven by a man from Belgrade. The Vermont man died later at the hospital. The Belgrade driver was hospitalized with no immediate word on his injuries. A 43-year-old Butte woman was killed Friday attempting to make a left turn off Highway 83 in Flathead County. The young driver and passenger in the oncoming pickup were both from Lakeside, and MHP reports they were seriously injured and taken to Logan Health for treatment. The investigation into the death of a North Central Montana lineman will be continuing this week. Sun River Electric Cooperative announced Friday that 28-year-old Lucas Fowler was killed in a workplace accident. The Fairfield-based utility says more information may be released pending the report. Storm cleanup in Missoula is actually going much faster than expected, so much so that it appears removing curbside piles with tons of debris from the July 24th storm may take days instead of weeks. Nick Holloway is with Missoula Emergency Management.
We're asking that people be ready and to make sure that they don't have mixed debris. So don't mix in other yard waste like grass into your debris pile. Just have it be storm-related vegetative debris, so that's tree branches and those kind of things, and be ready because we don't know exactly when we're going to get to your location.
Last week, Missoula leaders thought it would take up to 6 weeks to clear the streets. The city and county must still develop a plan for clearing away the mountains of debris that have been dropped off at locations around town.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app or visit montanastatenews.com.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
That's right. We got another big event in Bozeman tonight. Man, I just checked some of my social media updates here. Let's see here. Actually, that was kind of a funny question here. I get where she's coming from, but all right. Let me see here. So I shared this. I shared this about an hour ago on Twitter, on X, and then also Facebook.com/Flint Report. That's how to find me on Facebook. Anyway, I said this. In the last week and a half, I've done events in Miles City, Laurel, Bozeman, and Kalispell, Montana. I ran into several folks who moved from Minnesota in just the last few years, like the last 3 years. When I asked why, their response was, why the hell do you think? Anyway, first, I see we got a comment here from Congressman Ryan Zinke, former Trump Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. He says, and tonight in Bozeman again. That's right. So we've been doing events, Miles City, Laurel, Bozeman, Kalispell, and yeah, another great event in Bozeman tonight. We had Donald Trump in Bozeman for the Trump rally Friday night. Then Congressman Ryan Zinke had a rally with Jim Jordan, Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan, on Saturday in Kalispell at that beautiful baseball stadium for the Range Riders in Kalispell. And then tonight, yeah, I'm going to do a fireside chat with Congressman Zinke, and House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is going to be in Bozeman. So that's going to be an incredible event tonight. But anyway, I mentioned, you know, I've been running into people from Minnesota, from Minneapolis, who've moved to Montana in just the last 3 years. I told you guys I was at High Plains Brewing in Laurel on Thursday night. And there was, you know, three, four guys sitting there enjoying a beverage. And, you know, great guys. And I went up, talked to all of them. And one guy said, I said, oh, you guys all from Laurel? Did you grow up here? And I think three of the four were from here in Montana. And then the one guy said, well, I moved here from Minneapolis about 3 years ago. I said, oh, why'd you move from Minneapolis? And I kind of already think I knew what was coming. He said, well, why the hell you think I moved from Minneapolis? I mean, exactly. So anyway, you guys, I think most of you know exactly what they meant when they says, why the heck do you think we moved from Minnesota in the last 3 years? But Ray, it's Ray with an E, commented on that Facebook post. Why? What do you think is their reason? The nature, politics, fewer people? And Ray says, their response seems slightly crude. At first glance, I could see where you're coming from. Wow, why did they respond to you that way? It sounds kind of crude. No, I knew exactly. I was in on the joke. See, I was in on the joke. What they were talking about is Kamala Harris selected wacky Tim Walz as her running mate. And this guy's crazy. I mean, stolen valor, multiple instances now of stolen valor. I won't go into full detail because I want to just play another clip from the Trump rally, take phone calls and more. But remember, he let Minneapolis burn for 3 days before he finally called up the National Guard to protect his own city. And then this is tampon Tim Walz. So the bottom line is the Democrats have been in charge of Minneapolis. The Democrats have been in charge of Minnesota. The fake news liberal media has been in charge of Minneapolis and Minnesota. And it's been Minneapolis burning. And so people finally got the heck out of there. Not to mention they were one of those crazy lockdown Democrat-run cities, crazy lockdown, don't let your kids play sports, shut up and wear your mask. So people had to finally get the heck out of there. I met a really nice family at Sykes Diner in Kalispell yesterday. And it was a husband, wife, and their beautiful little daughter who was there. And I said, hey, how you doing? And he had a Montana Grizzlies T-shirt on. So I thought, oh, maybe he's from Missoula or, you know, went to UM. And I said, oh, where are you guys from here in Kalispell? He said, no, we're from Minneapolis. Moved here about 3 years ago. And I said, oh, well, why'd you leave? And every reason I just documented. But not only that, but this guy was an infantryman who served in the Minnesota National Guard. And unlike Tim Walz, he actually went to Iraq. And that young couple, they said something. They said, we are so glad to finally see Tim Walz get held accountable, because the media in Minnesota, they never called him out for his stolen valor or anything. They lied about the guy. Let's see. Oh, that's not a caller on the line. The caller that called into the phone lines here asked us to play Ronnie Jackson's cut from the rally about Tester. Oh, wasn't that great? That was another one of my favorite highlights, was Admiral, Iraq War veteran. Speaking of Iraq War veterans, Iraq War veteran and White House doctor Ronnie Jackson, now Texas congressman. He was in the House for the rally. I think we got wind of that. So one of our guests on Friday morning told us that Ronnie Jackson was going to be there. But Ronnie Jackson went after this phony John Tester. That was a great, great back and forth. Our photojournalist, Paul Humphrey, captured that entire moment. I want to share the full Ronnie Jackson speech in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Would that be a good time? Yeah, I want to carry that full one in full in the 9 o'clock hour of the show, because the entire state of Montana needs to hear that one. But hey, since a caller put in a request on the caller request line, we should probably play at least a chunk of it for you here. All right, but first, here's a couple more minutes of President Trump's opening remarks at the big rally at the Brick Breeden Fieldhouse Friday.
And Kamala, it's the border. He voted against funding of the border. He said...
He's talking about Tester here.
I love his stance on energy. He voted against our energy programs. He votes against us 100%. He's voted in favor of crooked Joe Biden 100% of the time. He did it last time with the election. We had the same problem. You remember, he comes out, everyone's saying he really likes your policy a lot. He doesn't like, He's a radical left lunatic, just like Kamala, and we got to elect him. We got to get him in. Got to get Tim in. Since becoming a presidential candidate, she has refused to do a single interview. You know why? Because she's dumb. Or hold a single press conference. She won't hold a press conference. They're fake news.
So the quick little cut that you heard there is President Trump then turns to, you know, CNN. By the way, David Noble and I think we were standing right next to the CNN correspondent who was there covering the rally. But yeah, he turned and specifically called out the fake news media. And I told you we were right there with them in the Viper's pit where the media were all at. So it was pretty funny when this part happened. David Noble was like, wait, they're talking. They're looking this way.
She won't hold the press conference. They're fake news. You know, I looked and I get these tough questions from the press all the time, and I look at the questions that Joe got, right? Where do you think you're having dinner tonight? What will you eat? Will you have ice cream for dessert? No, I don't know. It's unfair, the questions are so hard, he says. No, the way they treated him and with me... I won't use the questions because I don't want to give any ideas. They give me the worst questions. They are so nasty. They are the nastiest people, I think, on earth. Exact words. One of the people put it up, like they put six of them up, and every single word is the same. I don't do that. I got to give you a little bit of variety, right?
Yeah, and there, President Trump. There he is. He's talking about how Kamala Harris, basically everywhere she goes, she is word for word reading the exact same speech over and over again. But for any of you who have watched President Trump's speeches, any have ever watched a rally, everywhere he goes, he connects with people because he has a love for the American people and he has a love for this country. So, yeah, great to be a part of that. Let's see. Coming up after this, I want to play the Montana Family Foundation legislative update. We had our pre-rally coverage Friday, so we didn't get a chance to get to it. So I want to hear it. I know many of you want to hear it as well, so we'll play that coming up here after the break. Big thanks to our friends at Yellowstone Family Dental. That's who made sure that we were able to provide all this great coverage for you from the Trump rally, not only Friday morning, not only today, but also throughout the weekend, our photo gallery, the video that we're going to have for you. Yeah, Yellowstone Family Dental made it all happen. If you're not familiar with Yellowstone Family Dental, if you're somebody who has a lot of problem teeth, you've got a lot of missing teeth or a lot of failing teeth, several teeth that are just giving you problems, or maybe you've got loose-fitting dentures, and it can be embarrassing because they might fall out at the wrong time or they're just obnoxious. You got to get a hold of Yellowstone Family Dental. World-class dentistry right here in Montana. People travel from all over the U.S., not only for Trump rallies, but for Yellowstone Family Dental. Go to MontanaDentalImplants.com, MontanaDentalImplants.com, and find out how they can help you really get a whole new life and you name it.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
And so they back away from the bio amid the stolen valor controversy, which is getting louder and louder. Minnesota National Guard Command Sergeant Paul Herr accused Walls of misleading voters about his military service in 2018. He was on Fox and Friends. He continually claims that he retired as Sergeant Major. He is not. He's a retired Master Sergeant. And then he recalled that Walls told other soldiers that he was going on deployment to Iraq while at the same time having backroom conversations with other peoples, other entities inside the National Guard to make sure that he could retire. I mean, if that was his move, fine, but don't lie about it. Don't lie about your rank either. And that's what he did. He used a rank that he never achieved in order to advance his political career.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
War, inflation, and recession. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or the stock market. It can potentially even guard you against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East. not to mention the great economic danger of a recession coming, which is what we're all worried about. And that's why gold just hit another record high. And central banks, they just keep buying gold at a record pace. It's Linda here. Join me and thousands of people who have called GoldCo the number one rated gold company. It's time you diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets, physical gold and silver. Today, GoldCo is offering our listeners up to 8 years in free IRA fees, plus up to 8% in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, free bonus silver, and a free gold and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Call 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-G-O-L-D. Do it today. You can't wait.
com/try. JobraEnhance.com/try.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Since the pandemic, earned wage access apps are gaining in popularity. The apps like EarnIn extend small short-term loans to workers in between paychecks so they can pay bills and meet their everyday needs. On payday, the user pays back the money out of their wages. Proponents of the app say they help people living paycheck to paycheck manage their finances so they can avoid overdrawing funds from their bank account. But some analysts, along with consumer advocates and lawmakers, say the EW apps can trap users in an endless cycle of borrowing that depletes their earnings. Many charge monthly subscription fees along with mandatory fees for instant transfers of funds. However, there is typically a no-cost option to receive funds in 1 to 3 business days. Before you choose an earn wage access app, consider using an EWA provider that has the most benefits but at the least cost for you. Say saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we're going to have a lot more coverage of the Trump rally Friday night. We're going to have that later on, not only the 7 o'clock hour, but we've got so much to share with you that it is going to definitely get us through till 10 a.m. when Dan Bongino takes over the airwaves, and then in Bozeman and Billings, and then of course I think you got Buck and Clay on KXTL. So we'll share as much as we can with you here. In the meantime, this is something I wanted to share. Usually we play this for you every Friday, but man, we had such a nonstop lineup Friday morning that I thought, okay, let's save this one for Monday. Your legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation and our friend Jeff Laszloffy.
Last week, I had the pleasure of speaking to a group of people about politics, public policy, and the interplay between politics and religion. After the meeting was over, people came up to talk, and as is nearly always the case, someone said, "Thank you for what you're doing. I could never do that." I responded, as I always do, with a nod of my head and a quiet thank you, all the while thinking, "If you only knew the truth." Over the weekend, as I worked in my garden, I thought back on that incident and played it over and over in my mind, wondering why it makes me so uncomfortable every time it happens. Suddenly, it dawned on me, and that revelation became the genesis of this broadcast. It's time that we had a heart-to-heart to dispel some myths and set the record straight. I have no problem with folks who come up and say thank you. It's good to know you've been a benefit to someone in some way. It's the second half of the statement I have a problem with, the part where someone says, "I could never do that," as though those of us who do have been endowed with some kind of special talent that others don't have. The truth is, it's simply not true. It would be fun to think that God called me and prepared me in some special way for a life in government affairs, but if I'm to be honest with you and myself, it was born more out of a sense of anger and frustration than any sense of calling. It all began when my wife and I and our 5 kids were quietly living on our small farm, running a hydroponic greenhouse operation and distributing hothouse tomatoes to a 4-state area. Suddenly, Congress passed the NAFTA trade agreement, and it destroyed our market by allowing cheap government-subsidized Canadian tomatoes to flood the United States. I got so mad that I decided to run for office, and nearly everyone around me thought I was crazy. I just wasn't seen as a politician. My announcement did not come on the steps of the Capitol before a large crowd. It happened one evening in a living room in Laurel before the members of the Laurel Republican Club, which at that time consisted of about 6 blue-haired little old ladies. My speech was not delivered with confidence and eloquence. In fact, I remember practicing my speech one last time in our host's bathroom with shaking hands. That was 20 years ago. I didn't have any special talents or experience or training. I was just a regular guy who was trying his best to make a living and support his wife and kids. So for someone to say they could never do this is simply wrong. The halls of the Capitol and our city councils and school boards are flooded with regular people who are doing it. The problem is, most of them are doing more damage than good. If you value family and God and believe in things like smaller government, individual liberty, and religious freedom, then it's time to step up to the plate. It doesn't take any special talent. It just takes an honest commitment to the things that we hold dear. If you want some direction on how to get started, please call me at the office. It's easier than you think. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laszloffy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input will make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.
All right, there we go. Hey, the big news, by the way, Donald Trump said it here. The big news over the weekend from Kamala Harris's campaign. Did you guys hear this? Kamala Harris, her campaign, not only is her running mate accused of stolen valor, but now Kamala Harris is openly committing stolen policies. End Wokeness via X has the audio of President Trump from, what, at least 2 months ago? And now this from Kamala.
Because when I get to office, we are going to not charge taxes on tips, people making tips.
Eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Hospitality workers. Yeah, she's, her running mate stole valor, and now she's trying to steal Donald J. Trump's policies. What a phony. She's getting right at our tester.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, oh, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.